Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are pursuing a study called The Power of the Tongue. Proverbs 18:21 brings us these familiar words, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." It's very important as Christians that we recognize the biblical principle of the power of the tongue. And our words or our speech impact the three realms in which we interact every single day of our lives. There's the physical realm of the earth and our world and our physical bodies. There's the soulish realm, which is that mind, will, and emotions, where we interact with other people on an emotional level and then on an intellectual level. And then there's the spiritual realm, which we interact with God and our spirit, which is inside of us, which is that eternal part of us that God created, where His Spirit dwells if you are a born-again Christian. That realm is impacted by the power of words as well. And we're going to talk today about how the power of words impact the three realms of the physical, the soulish realm, and the spiritual realm. We see that the physical realm is impacted by the power of words in Matthew 8:24, and it's the story where Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea, and it obeyed him. Many people have stories that they can tell of times when they've been in a storm, perhaps, or in a situation where they've remembered this account in Scripture, and they've literally needed for God to change the course of a storm. A minister that I know had grown up in a little country church in Arkansas, and he said that at that time he had no particular interest in religious things, but one incident he will never forget made an impact on him forever. And it was a time when the church was having this service, and suddenly they were given a warning that a tornado was in the area, and they had no time to leave the building, and they could hear the sound of that tornado coming towards them, and the wind was throwing things violently around them. And he remembered clearly his mother and some others in the church going outside with the wind and the dirt flying and speaking to that tornado as Jesus had done in Matthew 8 and rebuking it and commanding that it would not touch that building or any of the lives of those people. And he, peeking out from behind the skirts of his mother, saw the tornado literally split in two and go around that building, and though it destroyed other nearby buildings, it did not touch that church or any of the people or their cars. And he knew at that moment that there was a God in heaven, and the power of the words that those people used in the name of Jesus affected the physical realm, just as it did when Jesus rebuked the wind and the sea in Matthew 8 and it obeyed him. We also see the same type of experience where the power of Jesus's words affected the natural or physical realm in Matthew 21:19, when he spoke to the fig tree and it withered away. Do you know that neurosurgeons have discovered that the speech center in the brain impacts the physical body depending on the words spoken? So if a person says they are becoming sick or they're weak, "I'm feeling weak, I'm so weak, I feel weak every day," their body will literally begin to respond by accommodating the command given by the speech center of the brain. So it's very important for you to understand not to speak words of physical weakness, infirmity, and illness over yourself, even if you're being tormented by certain symptoms, because your body will literally respond to that speech command of weakness. Proverbs 12:18, the second part of it says, "The tongue of the wise is health." It's vital in a situation like your physical body to say only what the Word of God says. And we can take the Word of God and apply it like a healing balm, like a prescription for our physical bodies. We can say what the Word says. And the Bible tells us that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. If you're having physical symptoms, don't agree with them by speaking a physical ailment over yourself. Simply say when you feel a symptom in your body, agree with what the Word of God says. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. And say what the Word of God says about God. He is the God that heals you. So begin to say what God would have you say, and your words will impact the physical realm that you live in. The second realm that words will affect, and this is very clearly demonstrated in the lives of people, is the fact that the soulish realm, which is your mind, will, and your emotions, is impacted by the power of words. Proverbs 18:7 says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." Now, the Message translation says Proverbs 18:7 this way, "Fools are undone by their big mouths. Their souls are crushed by their words." Do you know that people's emotions are crushed by their words and by the words of others? It's so vital not to allow words to come in to crush you. People who always speak negative, hopeless words feel emotionally downcast and hopeless. They reap exactly what they've sown. The other part of this is that parents and teachers and others who have authority positions can seriously impact the soulish realm or the emotions or the minds, the intellect of children when they speak harsh, unkind, critical, or cruel words, as well as they can impact them when they speak encouragement and approval. I've thought often of the story that I've heard of a very well-known motivational speaker who goes around and speaks to Fortune 500 companies all over the world and speaks motivational speeches to encourage employees to be their best, to work in an excellent way. He tells a story of his childhood, and he had been labeled as educationally handicapped and learning disabled. And as a young teenager in high school in the city of Miami, Florida, in a very urban area, he came from a poverty-stricken home environment, no father in the home, and he was literally a statistic waiting to happen in that situation. And he was in a math class with a new teacher that day, and the math teacher pointed him out and said, "Go up to the board and do this problem." And his response was, "I can't." And the teacher said, "Why can't you?" And he responded, "Because I'm educationally handicapped," repeating the very words that had been spoken over his life by the various experts in that educational field. And the teacher turned to him and looked at him and said, "Don't ever let anyone tell you what your future's going to be in that way." And he said about that incident that from that point forward, his life began to turn around because he took the words that teacher said, which were trying to remove the curse of words that have been spoken over him, and said, "You don't have to be who those people have told you that you are. You can be everything God intended for you to be." And this boy was raised in a Christian home. He began to receive more and more encouragement from this teacher. And as it turns out, this young man who had been labeled educationally handicapped, learning disabled, unable to read, will never prosper, will never graduate from high school, has become one of the most sought after motivational speakers, highly paid, travels the world. And the power of words had nearly crushed him, but the power of words turned his life around. And I'm telling you that the soulish realm of people, their mental state, the way they think about themselves, their emotions, how they feel about themselves, is impacted every day by words. If you're a parent or a teacher, you have tremendous power to speak life over children. Let God use you as a vessel of life to speak life and not death over people through the power of your tongue. Proverbs 12:18 in the Amplified translation reads, "There are those who speak rashly like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." My husband, who is a very, very kind man and a very good pastor, said once to a young woman in our congregation who was approximately 20 years old at the time, whose family had come as immigrants from Mexico, he had said to her once in a very kind and definitely Holy Spirit-inspired moment, had put his arm on her gently and said, "If I'd ever had a daughter, and we have no daughter, I'd want her to be just like you." Later on, she related this incident to me and told me that the power of the words that he spoke over her were so healing, they literally released a flood of healing to her soul. She had been in a situation where her father had chased the family, the mother and the children, down, trying to kill them, and they had fled from him and eventually escaped to the United States. And the healing words that my husband spoke, "If I'd ever had a daughter, I would have wanted her to be just like you," released a flood of healing for that very powerful rejection that she had encountered. Though she had forgiven him and praised for him and had prayed for many years for his salvation, the power of those words touched her soul so tremendously. The last area is the spiritual realm, is definitely impacted by the power of words. James 1:21 exhorts us, "Receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." And that word soul from the Greek actually means the spirit of man. We know God's word will affect your spirit. It will literally change your spiritual condition from death to life and from defeat to victory. Take the power of words seriously. The scripture teaches us to love it and to understand it and to embrace it. God wants to give you a key to victory in your life, and the power of the tongue is one of those keys. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.